local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome in, Friday edition of Mobile Mornings, 7:06 here at FM Talk 106.5 and 59 degrees outside of our studios. We'll get the full weekend weather forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley, as always, in studio, and Sean Sullivan will be checking in with him later this hour live from the state capitol.
Is that your, like, monster truck voice?
Yeah, Sunday, except it's Friday. And Sean is live from Montgomery as Governor Kay Ivey called a special session. They're working hard on that infrastructure. That's what they're discussing in the special session. And, of course, falling under that infrastructure headline would be the gas tax, which is the big news in Alabama up in Montgomery right now. So we'll check in with Sean Sullivan later on in this hour. Right now, though, we start this hour off with traffic from Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a great start to our Friday. So far, Airport, Hillcrest, and University to Mont Lamar back onto the interstate. No delays. Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65 looking good for the Midtown area. The Bayway, the Causeway looks great coming in from the Eastern Shore. The South Alabama baseball team hosting Sacred Heart in a weekend series at Stanky Field. It starts tonight at 6:30. Don't forget Jags hosting Auburn Tigers Tuesday night at Stanky. You can find your tickets online at usajaguars.com. Go Jag! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Right now it's time to check the Friday news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Let's get you to it. Good morning, everyone. TGIF. Happening today, President Donald Trump, and now we know new this morning, First Lady Melania Trump will join her husband as he tours the devastated area here in the state of Alabama. Of course, that area being devastated by the recent EF tornado on Sunday. 3 days ago, the president tweeted, FEMA has been told directly by me to give the A-plus treatment to the great state of Alabama and the wonderful people who have been so devastated by the tornadoes. Governor Kay Ivey, one of the best in our country, has been informed. She is working closely with FEMA and me. So the president and the first lady expected to tour the disaster areas in Lee County today after multiple tornadoes killed 23 people. Meantime, Senator Doug Jones, who also toured that same area Thursday morning, well, he is thanking the commander-in-chief ahead of his visit, thanking the president for the disaster relief funding that Governor Kay Ivey signed into existence on Wednesday. Mr. Trump approved that expedited disaster declaration, and boy, will that help the city, this county, the community. They're so badly in need after what they've been through. So the commander-in-chief is scheduled to land in Fort Benning, Georgia, before making that trip to Beauregard. Governor Ivey, she will also be with Mr. Trump for today's tour. This will be her second visit to the area. Her first was an aerial tour. This tornado was the deadliest in the U.S. since 2013 when Moore, Oklahoma was hit and 24 people killed. Now, sticking with the theme of tornadoes, chilling numbers to report, as now we know that 12 tornadoes touched down on Sunday. Of course, that includes that EF4 tornado, a Geneva County and Henry County, the latest counties added to this list. The Geneva County tornado, that was an EF1 tornado with peak winds estimated at 110 miles per hour. That's according to the National Weather Service in Tallahassee. It touched down at 4:51 p.m. One injury was reported. Multiple single-family homes, mainly roof damage, and a few mobile homes were impacted. And the Henry County tornado had winds topping out at 80 miles per hour. That tornado touched down at 4:39 p.m. So there was some tree damage that happened from the result of the storm in Alabama, and then it crossed over into Georgia's Clay County. But we just want to remind you to be mindful of the fact that, you know, when severe weather is in your area or expected to be, just pay close attention to your local news outlets. If you have someone the favorites that you like to follow on social media, please do so, because while you may be prepared, somebody the next county over may be in need and they have no idea what's happening. So just be mindful of those alerts and sirens that may go off in the event of severe weather. And of course, keep it tuned to Mobile Mornings, because Dr. Bill, he keeps us posted.
Yes, he does.
He keeps us posted. We were asking him earlier in the show, Dalton, that you know, whether or not the severe weather is expected to come our way, and So you know, he told us about the few rain showers, but we should be out of the mix when it comes to something like that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:12 here on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. Got your sports news and that weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams also on the way.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a huge fire at the Grand Mariner Marina in Mobile Thursday afternoon. The flames and smoke could be seen for miles. We're told it started on one boat and spread to others with the help of the wind. Witnesses say they heard an explosion shortly after a boat erupted in flames and sent debris flying everywhere. An autopsy will determine how a five-month-old baby died in Escambia County, Florida. Early Thursday morning, deputies were called to the America's Best Inn and Suites near Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard. Witnesses described the scene after a family member discovered the child dead.
All I heard was some lady, she was screaming, and we looked out the window and there was like an ambulance and police all over the place. There was some lady like screaming over here in the grass, like laying on the floor.
Deputies say the child's death does not appear to be suspicious. Satsuma police say they want to talk to 28-year-old Dewey Broadus Jr. about the murder of David Beck Shank. Shank was found shot in a car on Northgate Drive last month. Police arrested Michael Fletcher and charged him with murder. He remains in jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
The Auburn women's team finishes a season sweep over Alabama, an LSU basketball bombshell, and Pensacola's Bubba Watson in contention at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. It's quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reported late last night that the Pittsburgh Steelers are, quote, closing in on a deal that would send disgruntled all-pro wide receiver Antonio Brown to the Buffalo Bills. That report was immediately refuted by Brown on Instagram. And this morning, Adam Schefter tweeting that Bills general manager Brandon Bean said, quote, "We inquired about Antonio Brown on Tuesday and kept talks open with the Steelers. We had positive discussions, but ultimately it did not make sense for either side. As great a player as Antonio Brown is, we have moved on and our focus is on free agency." So it appeared he was being traded to the Bills. Now it appears that trade is off. With a $2.5 million roster bonus due to Brown on March 17th, the Steelers had set an unofficial deadline of today to resolve the situation. But now that situation seems as murky as ever. In the women's SEC tournament, Auburn beat Alabama 53-52 to advance to the third round. The Tigers rallied from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit for their third win over the Tide this season. With the loss, Alabama's season comes to a close with a 14-17 record. In Thursday's other second-round games, number 8 seed Tennessee beat number 9 seed LSU 69-66. Number 5 seed Missouri beat number 13 seed Florida 87-56. And number 10 seed Arkansas beat number 7 seed Georgia 86-76. Today, the SEC tournament quarterfinal games are set to be played. It starts this morning at 11 o'clock when Tennessee faces the first-seeded Mississippi State Bulldogs. At around 1 o'clock, number 4 seed Kentucky takes on number 5 seed Missouri. At 5 o'clock tonight, number 2 seed South Carolina faces number 10 seed Arkansas. And to wrap up the quarterfinals, number 6 seed Auburn will look for revenge against number 3 seed Texas A&M after the Aggies defeated the Tigers 69-67 in their only regular season matchup. That game expected to tip off at around 7 o'clock tonight. A big news story in the NCAA pay-for-play scandal dropped yesterday, with Yahoo Sports reporting that the FBI intercepted a phone conversation back in 2017 between LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade and former Adidas consultant Christian Dawkins discussing a recruiting deal that was offered to a prospect. That prospect is believed to be current LSU freshman point guard Javonte Smart. Yahoo reports that in part of the call, Wade expresses his frustration that a third party affiliated with the recruitment had yet to accept Wade's, quote, offer. Smart's averaging 11.5 points a game for LSU this season, helping lead the Tigers to a 25-5 record and number 10 overall ranking. Dawkins was sentenced to 6 months in jail earlier this week after being found guilty of fraud and conspiracy charges for facilitating payments to the families of recruits. He declined to comment on the story yesterday. The article was released as Wade was speaking at a monthly press luncheon, and when asked for his response, the Tigers coach said he had yet to read the article and had no comment.
The more noise that's out there, you've got to narrow your focus. And so we've been very good at keeping a narrow focus and narrowing our focus, thus far. And I think this will be no different.
The Tigers are scheduled to host Vanderbilt on Saturday with a chance to claim at least a share of their first SEC title since 2009. In golf, Rafa Cabrera-Bello shot a 7-under par 65 to take a two-stroke lead after round one of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Keegan Bradley in second place at 5-under, while a group of five golfers, including Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson, are tied for third at 4-under par. 718 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about the credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars including the Chevrolet Bolt, the Tesla Model X, and the Nissan Leaf may have been eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought your car, and there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. Tesla and GM have hit that threshold. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the upper 70s.
This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus, Shackleton, anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start to our Friday morning. At Airport in Albertson, they've got a disabled vehicle moving into a parking lot, but no new wrecks in the roadway. It's been a good ride. Again, if you're traveling from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, in from the Eastern Shore. Fairhope and Daphne, that ride along 98, no delays. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, they've got great deals on their 2018 display models. You've got to ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. You can pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bomb. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
722 here on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings Friday style. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley here in Mobile. And checking in from Montgomery, our very own Sean Sullivan, our man on the street. Sean, how's it going? Are you still in Secretary of State John Merrill's office?
Yeah, but I was saying I upgraded from being, I'm not on the street now. No, I'm up in the office of the Secretary of the State of Alabama. And a big thank you again to John Merrill for making his offices available for us. And most importantly, his robust internet connection so we can hook up and work from here. So big thank you to him. Yeah, it is another morning here. And it looks like this is the morning where the House will vote for the gas tax bill. It's three bills, too, as we did on the show yesterday, reminding folks, three different bills. First of all, the accountability bill, which is oversight of ALDOT, and we'll get into the detail on this later on, but oversight of ALDOT through a committee to watch where the money goes, watch the spending. Second bill is a bill to bring in the revenue. That is the actual increase of 6 cents year number one, then 2 cents for a total of over 3 years, a 10-cent increase in the gas tax. And the third part of it is a specific funding mechanism with a cap at $150 million of money to go to pay the matching money for what could be $600 million or even more in federal funding for improvements to the Mobile Ship Channel. In other words, the dredging that would go on to deepen and widen the ship channel, plus work in the turnaround basin there in the, you know, right there at the state docks, and some deepening there. So it would probably be an additional 5 feet of depth that would be accomplished for the ship channel and the state docks, which, and in a widening of the turnaround basin, which is important to everything from Carnival Cruise Lines, but most importantly for our city is the amount of goods that can be put on the ships. Right now, we do have bigger ships coming in, but they cannot be fully laden. So another 5 feet of draft, they can put a lot more on these. Economies of scale work better, and our port is more competitive. So three parts. We've been talking about gas tax bill, but it's actually three different bills in there, and they could be passed separately, but most likely they'll all be passed out of the House today, which sends it to the Senate this afternoon or tomorrow. And then they will either, they'll probably maybe adjourn Saturday. They don't go in on Sundays, and probably revisit this Monday, Tuesday. And what I'm hearing up here, this bill could go to the governor as early as Tuesday, if not Wednesday.
Is that considered early? I mean, when you think about the grand scheme of things and how there's so many issues on the table, that is that considered early in the game of politics?
So that's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens in a special session, though, right? So when the Governor Ivey calls for a special session on Tuesday, you now isolate one issue. That is infrastructure. And now it's not specific to a bill, but when she said, okay, there's a special session for infrastructure, these three bills I just mentioned, they are the definition of the infrastructure legislation that's in front of the House and Senate. So those are the only things they can work on right now. So yes, absolutely, it's faster than normal. Plus, in special session, you don't have the chance for budget isolation resolutions, BIRs that can come up the works. You also, go from a three-fifths vote to pass something to a simple majority vote. So that's also a catalyst in moving this faster. So yeah, Kelly, you're right. This is moving faster than what we're ever normally. You know, usually you hear me whining and lamenting how ridiculous it is, a timeline on things that go through the House and Senate. In this case, it's quite the opposite. This is very fast.
You don't whine. You just speak loudly.
I just point out things.
What are you hearing from the local delegation? Any rumblings from either side?
You know, there's a lot of yes votes up here, and we'll have more of the local delegation on coming up in the in Midday Mobile today, and maybe one in the 8 o'clock hour coming up. I got to work that out, but it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that this thing is passing. So at this point, then you ask yourself, if you're a legislator and one of our local delegation, let's talk about our people, and you realize this thing's going to go through. What value, and it's going to, you know, whether you like the mechanism for getting the money or not, the money's going to come in. There will be projects done. There will be improvements done around the state. At what cost? That's the argument. But these things are, it's going to get passed. They're going to get done. Why wouldn't you? Once again, this is not politically. This is just analysis from my side. Why wouldn't you get on board? Why wouldn't you at this point, if you knew that this train was leaving, and this is a bill that's not contentious, other than the one group of people I would say might not get on board are people that are going to run for another office here soon who are Republicans who don't want to be primaried from the right by somebody saying, look at so-and-so, so-and-so voted to raise your taxes. Those would be the only group. But this is the beginning of a quadrennium. This is when the heavy lifting gets done in the legislature. And most people, I know you'll say, I'm not that person, but most of us forget about things in 3 or 4 years before we go to vote. And so right now, why wouldn't you get on board? Because at this point, you're kind of, okay, this is happening. This money's coming in. I need to make sure this money comes to road projects in my area, in my district. That's the short-term play. That's the everyday politics of this. Unless you're in a situation where you're worried about what might be used against you next time you run for an office if you're a Republican, and that would be the only thing I think that would keep any of the local delegation from voting no.
Of course, the gas tax and infrastructure, the number one story up there right now, but any talk of some of the other stuff they need to get to this session, not this special session, but general, you know, lottery, prisons, any of that, or is that all on the afterburner?
Well, yeah, they're all lined up. It's almost like you got the line forming here behind. The first person in line is the infrastructure and gas tax bill. And then you look behind, the line is absolutely stacking up with things like you said, the lottery. I would say this. Okay, so if you're looking engaging where the it's a funny thing up here, and it's Montgomery's not different than other state capitals. But if you had to choose between lottery and Medicaid expansion, you would say, well, you know what, let's take lottery first because it's less contentious, and you can probably get some bipartisan support on this. So, yes, I think lottery goes first, even though you may say the discussion, wherever you are, yay or nay, on Medicaid expansion is a higher priority for our state. That's the more pressing issue. But then somebody could turn around and argue, well, yeah, I need to do lottery first because lottery is the mechanism that I'm going to get money to help fund, you know. But I imagine you're going to see lottery, Medicaid expansion, and remember, the governor has signaled that she will work around the legislature on this new prison build. This is a real big deal here for our state, but this may be taken out of the hands, and I think they're happy, of the legislature and put in the hands of the executive branch. But we'll talk more about that coming up. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, he's got weekend weather scales. See if you can get him to get a forecast for the Alabama legislature, all right?
I'll see if he can give us that on the weekend weather scale.
All right, y'all. I'm standing by.
All right. We'll be checking in with Sean throughout the morning, live from Montgomery. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley here in Mobile. We got your news, got your weather, sports, traffic, all of it. And it continues on Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. President Trump will visit storm-ravaged parts of Alabama today. He'll tour the devastation left behind by an EF4 tornado in Beauregard. 23 people died in the storm, 10 from the same family. On Thursday, Lee County Coroner Bill Harris confirmed the Porch Band of Creek Indians will donate $184,000 to cover the burial cost of all of the victims. In a Facebook post, the tribe says their thoughts and prayers are with all of those affected. A foster parent is in jail charged with possession of child pornography. 76-year-old Dieter Bucher of Fort Walton Beach was arrested at his home on Luke's Way yesterday. Deputies say they found four videos of child pornography on his computer. Booker has been a foster parent with the nonprofit Children in Crisis for 8 months. Officials say none of the children in the videos were foster children. Booker is in jail on no bond. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man they say broke into a home leading to a scuffle with the homeowner. It happened last night off Potter Track Road in Grand Bay. A woman says she encountered the suspect in her home and a fight broke out. He's described as white in his late teens or early 20s. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys, lock them up.
47 months in prison is not all that the judge imposed at sentencing yesterday on Trump former campaign chair Paul Manafort.
Now, as part of this nearly four-year sentence, Manafort will receive credit for the 9 months he's already served in solitary confinement. He will also have to pay up to $25 million in restitution to the government.
There's Jessica Schneider. Manafort offered no explicit apology at his sentencing for tax and bank fraud. President Trump will visit areas of the storm-ravaged South today.
Alabama Senator Doug Jones says the tornadoes that destroyed part of his state can't hurt the will of the people who live there.
You're not going to let this get us down.
But more trouble may be lurking on the horizon. Forecasters say more severe weather could be coming this weekend, including to central Alabama.
There's John Lawrence. Recent comments viewed as anti-Semitic made by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar prompted the House to pass an anti-hate resolution for its members yesterday. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. Costco says it's raised starting wages for store hours workers to $15 an hour as a tight labor market continues to drive fierce competition for hourly staffers. The retailer, which has about 245,000 workers, says it raised its minimum hourly wage for U.S. and Canadian staff from $14 this week. It's the second such increase in less than a year at Costco, which raised its hourly minimum from $13 last June. Edward Lampert has been at the helm of the new Sears for just weeks, but the retailer's already sparring with the old company left behind in bankruptcy, as well as with Stanley Black & Decker. The Wall Street Journal says Lampert's new Sears, known as Transform Holdco, claims the old Sears, still known as Sears Holdings, intentionally delayed payments to vendors and shortchanged it on promised inventory, breaching the purchase agreement between the two companies. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $55.48 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrodt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. And right now it's time to talk with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Dr. Bill, bit of a warmer morning, bit of a warmer start than we've had the last few mornings.
Yeah, it is. We have a southerly flow now off the Gulf of Mexico, and that southerly wind is going to bring in the moisture and the humidity. We don't expect any rain today. It'll be a pleasant day, actually, partly cloudy, and a high of about 72, and that's pretty close to normal. Normal high just around 70 degrees for this time of the year. Now, tonight, we could see some fog develop after midnight. In fact, some areas could have some dense fog, and the low tonight will be about 62 degrees. And then for the weekend, well, the best day will be Saturday. We'll call it mostly cloudy. We'll have some sunshine. And there's just a slight chance of a shower. We're going to warm up into the upper 70s, and very possibly we could make it to 80 degrees. However, Saturday night, cold front will be moving across Mississippi and into Alabama. And we got a good chance for a shower Saturday night. And with temperatures, around 65 degrees for the low. On Sunday, that frontal system will be getting very close to Mobile in the morning. And so we've got a good chance for showers, possibly a few thunderstorms, and temperatures will be in the upper 70s. The front will move offshore on Monday, but not very far offshore. And as a result, we could still see some showers on Monday, perhaps a thunderstorm or two. Temperatures a little bit cooler, about 72 degrees for the high. And as we get into next week, well, mostly cloudy on Monday, of course, with a few showers. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy and around 75 degrees. So looks like a two-part weekend. And the best day will be Saturday. And count on quite a few showers around on Sunday.
Now, should we be worried that any of those showers might bring severe weather to our area or even areas north where they've had some bad weather over the last week?
Well, we're looking at the possibility of some severe weather. Also, maybe another outbreak of tornadoes, but right now things are looking better, and we are going to see some thunderstorm activity with that front moving across Mississippi and Alabama, but right now we don't expect any kind of an outbreak like we saw last week, and here along the coast, mostly showers, and we may see a thunderstorm or two over the weekend.
All right. Well, it is a Friday, and that means it's time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather score. On a scale of 1 to 2, Dr. Bill, you rate our weekend weather. What are we looking at for this post-Mardi Gras edition?
Well, again, Saturday is going to be the best day with just a slight chance of a shower, but you definitely need to keep the umbrella handy on Sunday. So with all that, I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
1.7180.
You know, I'll take that, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, that's really not bad. Even with the showers on Sunday, we may see some breaks of sunshine.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, and we'll be checking in with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we love traffic reports like this where there's not much going on. The Bayway, the Causeway, it's running smooth. Fairhope and Daphne, 98, 181 over towards Malvis, no delays. And Mobile Police Department have cleared the few accidents we've had. So far, no delays for the Tillman's Corner area. Theodore, it's a great start to our Friday morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 83. 77. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
right, 7:39, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill King with traffic. And, of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, more from Montgomery as we report live from Special Session. I want to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about inventory and talk about that inventory and financing. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm great. I'm up the road here in Montgomery, so if you need me to look at some vehicles while I'm up here, I can do that. Just send me a list of what I need to do.
Oh, I will be glad to do that.
Because I know you're always when y'all go look for these.
I know what you'll pick out.
Yeah, trucks, and more trucks. And you've got a great selection of trucks on the lot and third rows and cars. Walk us through it.
All right. As a matter of fact, we got two of your favorites in yesterday. One of them, the 2006 Tacoma Double Cab SR5 V6 Pre-Runner and a 2014 Extended Cab SR5 V6 Pre-Runner. So
I'll take both.
I know those two are your favorites.
I love them, yeah. So if people want to come out and check those vehicles out, I think obviously best thing to do is do it in person. But y'all do put those on the website, on the Facebook.
Absolutely. LCMMotorCars.com, also our Facebook page. We get a lot of response off our Facebook page, which we really appreciate. We get lots of likes, so we appreciate that immensely.
That's because you put great vehicles up there. Let's talk about financing. How's it looking?
Financing is tremendous. Like I say, we always got our credit unions, we got banks, we got finance companies, we've got all kind of local lenders, so we got a bunch of different sources to take advantage of.
All right, so let's come out and see you. Let's look at those vehicles and talk financing. Give us directions.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you, my friend, TGIF. Sean's in Montgomery, so let's stick with that theme and tell you what's happening in our state capitol as the special legislative session is underway. And the headline, of course, is the proposed gas tax. This, of course, is before the Alabama legislature. Here's what's on the table. Governor Kay Ivey is proposing a 10-cent a gallon gas tax increase to help with funding when it comes to our roads and our bridges and construction involving both. The increase would be phased in over a 3-year time period. The committee approved the bill on a voice vote. So on Thursday, the House Transportation, Utilities, and Infrastructure Committee approved the legislation, so it now moves to the full House of Representatives for more debate. But you know this because Sean told us this. This is called, in case you missed it, headlines. Republican Representative Bill Poole, who is sponsoring the legislation, he told committee members that the state must address the problem of crumbling infrastructure, saying, quote, doing nothing will cost the state jobs and lives. The state of Alabama has not increased their gas tax since 1992. Full House could vote on the bill as soon as today. Remaining in Montgomery, if you receive food stamps, you may have to pass a drug test to receive those benefits. The bill filed by Representative Tommy Haynes, a Republican from Bryant, would allow for those who are participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to be tested for illegal substances if, quote, there is a reasonable suspicion that the person either uses or is under the influence of drugs. Reasonable suspicion includes a drug conviction within the past 5 years. So if you test positive for the first time, you'll get a warning. A second positive test would make a person ineligible for food stamps for 1 year, but it does allow a provision to allow a parent to designate a third party to receive benefits for their child or children. A third positive test would make a person permanently ineligible for benefits. So a person who refuses to take a drug test or delays the screening, well, they would be ineligible for food stamps. That's according to the bill. Not sure if you know this, but nearly 750,000 Alabama residents receive SNAP benefits each month. The average monthly SNAP benefit per household member is $120 or $1.32 per person per meal. That's what's happening in Montgomery, but of course, our very own Sean Sullivan, he'll keep us posted on if there's any new nuggets of news that we need to know about as he brings us live reports specifically from the Gump. That's what Dalton said yesterday, and it has made me smile, Sean, ever since. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Quarter till 8, 62 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios as you get started on a Friday. Coming up, got sports news, and a little bit later, talking with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. He's going to tell us what's cooking on this first post-Mardi Gras weekend. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. On Saturday, Sunday, March 16th, 17th in Saraland, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Alabama Super Sprint Spartan Race. This U.S. Championship event will feature over 4,500 racers competing, many on both Saturday and Sunday. For more info, visit Spartan.com. Go all out. We do.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a huge fire at the Grand Mariner Marina in Mobile Thursday afternoon. The flames and smoke could be seen for miles. We're told it started on one boat and spread to others with the help of the wind. Witnesses say they heard an explosion shortly after a boat erupted in flames and sent debris flying everywhere. An autopsy will determine how a five-month-old baby died in Escambia County, Florida. Early Thursday morning, deputies were called to the America's Best Inn and Suites near Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard. Witnesses described the scene after a family member discovered the child dead.
All I heard was some lady, she was screaming, and we looked out the window and there was like an ambulance and police all over the place. There was some lady like screaming over here in the grass, like laying on the floor.
Deputies say the child's death does not appear to be suspicious. Satsuma police say they want to talk to 28-year-old Dewey Broadus Jr. about the murder of David Beck Shank. Shank was found shot in a car on Northgate Drive last month. Police arrested Michael Fletcher and charged him with murder. He remains in jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The Auburn women's team finishes a season sweep over Alabama basketball, an LSU basketball bombshell, and Pensacola's Bubba Watson in contention at the Arnold Palmer Invitational at 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reported late last night that the Pittsburgh Steelers were closing in on a deal to acquire to send disgruntled all-pro wide receiver Antonio Brown to the Buffalo Bills. Now, Rappaport says he got the information from a source close to the situation, and he's one of the most accurate and clued-in reporters usually, but Brown immediately refuted the report on Instagram, posting, quote, fake news under a post that said he'd been traded. This morning, ESPN's Adam Schefter also shot down the news of the trade, speaking with Bills GM David Bean, who said that the Bills are now officially out of the talks for Antonio Brown. With a $2.5 million roster bonus due to Brown on March 17th, the Steelers had set an unofficial deadline of today to resolve the situation, but now it's looking like that trade to the Bills is not going to go through. In the women's SEC tournament, Auburn beat Alabama 53-52 to advance to the third round. The Tigers rallied from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit for their third win over the Tide this season. With the loss, Alabama's season comes to a close with a 14-17 record. In Thursday's other second-round games, number 8 seed Tennessee beat number 9 seed LSU 69-66. Number 5 seed Missouri beat number 13 seed Florida 87-56. And number 10 seed Arkansas beat number 7 seed Georgia 86-76. Today, the SEC tournament quarterfinal games are set to be played. It starts this morning at 11 o'clock when Tennessee faces the first-seeded Mississippi State Bulldogs. At around 1 o'clock, number 4 seed Kentucky takes on number 5 seed Missouri. At 5 o'clock tonight, number 2 seed South Carolina faces number 10 seed Arkansas. And at 7 o'clock to wrap up the quarterfinals, number 6 seed Auburn will look for revenge against number 3 seed Texas A&M after the Aggies defeated the Tigers 69-67 in their only regular season matchup. A big news story in the NCAA pay-for-play scandal dropped yesterday, with Yahoo Sports reporting that the FBI intercepted a phone conversation in 2017 between LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade and former Adidas consultant Christian Dawkins discussing a recruiting deal that was offered to a prospect. That prospect is believed to be current LSU freshman point guard Javonte Smart. Yahoo reports that in part of the call, Wade expresses his frustration that a third party affiliated with the recruitment had yet to accept Wade's, quote, offer. Wade took over as head coach last season after the Tigers finished 10-21 and tied for last in the SEC in their final season under the direction of then-head coach Johnny Jones. The Tigers are scheduled to host Vanderbilt tomorrow with a chance to claim at least a share of their first SEC title since 2009. In golf, Rafa Cabrera-Bello shot a 7-under par 65 to take a two-stroke lead after round one of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Keegan Bradley's in second at 5-under, while a group of five golfers, including Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson, are tied for third at 4-under par. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Traffic starting to build now from Fairhope and Daphne, Malbus and Spanish Fort, but once again, we're accident-free for the Eastern Shore. It's a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile Police Department are clear, but again, they've got the radar in the school zones this morning, backing down to 20 miles an hour. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
.753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. Right now it's time to check the headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, and here's a headline for you. I'm going to start with a doozy, but then wrap it up with a strong headline that will make you smile. Okay?
I love it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's start in Pritchard because we now know 30-year-old James Blackman, the former assistant to Mayor Jimmy Gardner, has entered a blind plea to 22 counts of theft first, 9 counts of theft second, 9 counts of theft third, 5 counts of theft fourth, and use of official position or office for personal gain. Mr. Blackman was a former assistant to Mayor Jimmy Gardner at the time of these offenses. So this happened, this is coming to fruition because of a complaint issued back in 2018 by the Mobile County District Attorney's Investigative Unit and White Collar Crime Unit. That's when they started their formal investigation. And they say, authorities say that during the course of the investigation, it was discovered that Blackman used his position with the city of Pritchard to unlawfully enrich himself and his immediate family. While in that position, he caused the city to purchase two separate properties that had outstanding tax liabilities. One property was sold to a third party, and the other property was transferred to his wife. In addition to the previous offenses, the defendant, as he is being named, submitted multiple fraudulent invoices and took personal possession of checks that were written to supposed vendors. But those checks were then deposited into accounts that only he controlled. All of this cost the city of Pritchard in excess of $157,000. So, you ask, what's next? A sentencing and restitution hearing is scheduled for May the 6th. during the blind plea, which happened in front of Judge Patterson. Well, that happened after ensuring that Mr. Blackman was satisfied with his counsel and understood that he was waiving his rights to a jury trial. That's a lot of movements happening, and hopefully the city of Pritchard can continue to move forward. Mm-hmm. They've made some great gains. They have new fire trucks there, and you know the city is just looking forward. It's a new year, but we're going to be positive about it. All right, here's how I'm going to finish strong, Dalton. You have a wife, you have a mom, you work with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Happy International Women's Day, ladies. Today is the day to celebrate the fabulous achievements of women while collectively we forge a more gender-balanced world for hashtag IWD2019 and beyond. Hashtag balance for better. I'm reading you a tweet from the Twitter handle at Women's Day. So we are celebrating Women's Day, okay? Happy International Women's Day. So if you see that and you wonder what's going on, now you know. And big shout out to Lisa Teggart. She posted on my Facebook page, "You're an inspiration. Today I celebrate you being a phenomenal woman." Thank you, lady. I appreciate you. And I salute all wonderful women as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 7:56 now on FM Talk 106.5. And it is a Friday, so time to check in with Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering to see what's cooking. Alec, what are we cooking for the women on International Women's Day?
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, what happened to International Men's Day? Or how about just Boy Day? I mean, we'll have a Boy Day, okay? It don't have to be men. It can be just, you know, but you know what? I think I ought to fix you one of my beef Wellingtons with like a portobello merlot sauce and maybe like a stuffed prawn, you know, with some Dutch's potatoes and things like that. What do you think? I mean, this is all about the women, right?
That's right.
There you go.
I think we can celebrate like true queens.
I like that kind of stuff too, you know. So, okay. In celebration of International Women's Day, let's do a grilled, spicy, citrus chicken breast with corn and green onions grilled. Okay, on the grill. Okay, everything on
sounds good. How do we do it?
All right. Well, listen. I got to marinate this stuff, okay? So I get some lime juice and some orange juice, a little olive oil, just a splash of soy sauce, and chop me up some cilantro. I get me a whole bunch of garlic cloves, and I smash them up and cut them up. Then I get a little hot pepper sauce. I put a couple of dashes of that in there. I put a little dried, you know, the crushed red pepper, you know, and then I throw my chicken breast in there, and I marinate all of that together really, really good. Go fire up the grill. I clean me up some ears of corn. You know, I've been seeing some ears of corn in the grocery store, so I know there's some corn out there. and I take the corn and I grill it, and I grill me a little green onion. I lay it around the outer rim of the grill, you know, so it just barely cooks. And I put them chicken breasts on there. About 10 minutes later, we're taking them chicken breasts off. And I like to make like a nice garden rice pilaf or a yellow rice pilaf or my Dutch's potato with this dish. It's called my grilled spicy citrus chicken with corn and green onions. What do you like?
That sounds delicious, Alec. And if we want to get you to do the cooking for us, get some Naiman's Catering, how do we get in contact?
Well, I like that now. Okay, all you got to do is call me, 473-3900. Look me up on the web at naimanscatering.com. Give me a like on Facebook. I got the stuff on Facebook. And you know, unless we're going to be out at Stanky Field today. Got a double hitter because of the rain Sunday. Mm-hmm. We'll start the first game at 2:30, second game at 6:30. We'll play tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So come on out and join me. And then next Tuesday, we play Auburn at Stanky Field. So you got to come out then, too, you know. And I always just like to say, go, Jack.
There it is.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Alec. Have a good one.
Thanks, Alec.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great one. Kelly, thank you.
You're welcome.
Women's Day.
Yeah, I love it. International Women's Day. And by the way, the Men's Day is every other day.
Hey, boy, you know what to say.
That's Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Always does a great job on Fridays.
He
and,
does.
You know, he had green onions there in the recipe.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I had to do it. Booker T and the MG's Green Onions.
Ooh, nice.
One of the best songs ever.
May I say, every single ingredient he listed, I love, especially cilantro. Cilantro is good on everything. I love cilantro.
Big cilantro fan, huh?
Huge.
I'm a big fan of FM Talk's Sean Sullivan. We'll be going live to him from Montgomery. Got guests lined up for this 8 o'clock hour as Governor Kay Ivey has called a special session. We'll get the latest live from Montgomery with Sean Sullivan. More Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly.